We celebrate ourselves as a nation of immigrants, but these days that ideal is being tested. And within the immigrant communities, divisions have arisen over issues that were left behind in their native countries. Mukhtar Khan is a professor of political science and founding director of Islamic Studies at the University of Delaware.
What is happening is that because there are now critical masses of communities, they are heavily engaged with politics in the countries that they come from, that politics is now beginning to play out in American elections. And we saw in 2019 a massive event in Texas called Howdy Modi, when Prime Minister Modi came to India. Nearly 40, 50,000 people showed up in a stadium, and President Trump went there, and he also embraced Prime Minister Modi in the hope of basically getting the votes of all the Indian Americans who are supporters of Modi by embracing Modi. So in these communities, then people are not voting for candidates by asking, are they good for my particular district?
You say on the one hand, American Muslims are going blue everywhere, but then Indian Muslims are turning red. The current president would tend to be at least looked upon by many Muslims as Islamophobic.
So basically, American Muslims are determined to defeat Donald Trump and the GOP. However, in one particular constituency in Texas, this is Texas 22, there is a candidate called Sri Kulkarni who's running on the Democratic ticket. But in that particular constituency, because Kulkarni is accused of being a Modi sympathizer and is funded heavily by Hindu Americans who are very close to Modi's party, Modi's party is seen as Islamophobic. Kulkarni is now accused of representing that ideology.
So how do you see this playing out in the current atmosphere?
My fear is that it will generate a backlash against immigrant communities, which is already going on. A part of it is a kind of ethical hypocrisy. People feel that they have learned the language of American politics. And essentially, I feel that people are privileging the interests of the countries that they have left behind over the interests of the country that they have chosen to be their new homes.
Do you see this division reflected in Delaware politics and in Delaware communities?
Not so much in Delaware communities. You know, the politicians in Delaware are not aligned with any foreign country, for that matter. And on the Israeli issue also, the Muslim and Jewish communities in Delaware work together very, very closely on many occasions when Muslims have needed a rabbi like Michael Beals, who's a very prominent rabbi in Delaware, has supported the Muslim community. Recently, when the Jewish Shabbat Center at the University of Delaware was burned down, Muslims of Delaware actually conducted a fundraiser to raise money to help rebuild that center. And this is something that happened just 2 or 3 weeks ago. So the communities here are quite close because of interfaith activities, but also close because there is no contentious politics. There's no candidate running on an agenda which would divide the Delaware Democratic community.
Mukhtar Khan is a political science professor and founding director of Islamic Studies at the University of Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.